We come to July 24th, and the Gospel is Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, gives him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Let us pray. Lord, none of us prays as we ought. All of us are discouraged. Help us, teach us, strengthen us, encourage us to pray and grow in knowledge of you. Amen. In our reading from Colossians this morning, chapter 2, verses 6 through 7, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, can you continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness?" How do we grow up, mature, develop, and bear fruit as a Christian? We should pray. And everybody I know agrees with this, but nobody does it. They say, "Oh, well, I'm no good at it, and so I am discouraged." Folks, let me repeat to you something I've said before. If you can only pray badly, pray badly. But for all love, pray. If you can only pray badly, pray badly. But for all love, pray. You see, if God is indeed our heavenly Father, then like children of an earthly Father, we should want to talk with him. In the service of Holy Communion, the liturgy says, "As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are bold to say." And then it's followed by the Lord's Prayer. But why does it say bold? I think there are two possible suggestions that spring to mind. First, because, well, we are bold to do it because this was his teaching. But second, because of what he tells us about the God we pray to. And I think number two is the major reason we should be bold, because he teaches us that Christians have God as their heavenly daddy. That's the meaning of the word. I am bold, I am confident, I am able to go before God, because in Christ, he is my Father. Well, so far so good. That was the good news, but now perhaps the not so good news. And I do this because in my ordination oath, I swore that I would tell you the whole truth of the gospel. And the not so good news is that we are not born children of God. We are born with original sin, and therefore we are born children of God's wrath, under his wrath, his anger, because of our sin. And only as Jesus teaches, by being born again, do we become children of God. And so to those who listen to me, I must ask, are you a child of God? Well, of course, I go to church. I've been baptized. No. Baptism holds out the possibility of rebirth. It does not confer it. Have you been born again? In other words, do you love God and hunger to know him better? Because if you don't, then you are not yet born again. And I beseech you that you will turn to Christ and trust him for your salvation. And when you are born again, you now seek the Lord to grow nearer in your relationship and in your knowledge of him. And we do this through prayer. And Jesus teaches us how to do it. And I want you to beware of something. The Lord's Prayer, as we have it and as we call it, is not a prayer. You can pray it using it very thoughtfully. But in the context of Sunday liturgy, that is impossible. So Jesus does not say, this is what you should say, word for word. No, he says, this is how you should pray. We should use these subject headings and develop them and meditate on them as part of our daily prayer. And I want you to notice also, we do not pray to change God's mind. We pray to draw near to God so that he can change us. We do not pray to change God's mind. We pray so that he can change us. And thus, using his subject headings, we pray that our lives may hallow, meaning glorify God. In other words, may reflect in our manner of life who God is. That in our lives, his kingdom, his will be done. That we will trust him for our daily needs. That we are merciful and forgiving to others as he has been merciful and forgiving to us. And that we will not be overcome by temptation and evil, but strengthened by him to overcome and avoid those pitfalls. In other words, we lay our whole lives before God every day, all wrapped in and supported by the fact that we are his children and he is our Father. Now, in our gospel reading, what comes next is that Jesus teaches persistence in prayer with the parable of the friend at midnight. Then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Then the one inside answers, "Don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything." I tell you, though, he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend. Yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. And what the Lord is saying here is go on asking, go on seeking, go on knocking. The words used here are in the present continuous tense. You persist, you are not discouraged. It is a truism that God has three answers to prayer: yes, no, and wait. And he will communicate to those who seek him through the Lord Jesus Christ which of those he means. I have prayed for things in my Christian life and had the sense that God said yes, and so it came to be. I've also had the sense of, you need to stop praying about that. It's just not going to happen. And third, I had the sense of, well, keep praying and it will happen, but not yet. Now, those understandings grow through constant use and practice. As we pray, the Holy Spirit of God shapes us. He guides us. He informs us as we pray, and about what we pray, and how we pray. The Spirit of God shapes us, guides us, informs us as we pray, about what we pray, and how we pray. And so the Lord finishes this teaching in our gospel reading with these words: "But which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Lord Christ exhorts us. We are to pray, and we are to ask God to help us pray. We pray to be able to pray. We pray to be given help, and he gives us help. He does not leave us without help, without guidance, without strength. There is all too much emphasis these days on church growth, most of it hopelessly wrong, indeed sinful, emphasizing just numbers, budget, program, building, and so on. Real church growth, the only kind that Jesus loves and blesses, is that when his people become more and more connected to him. And so we read in our epistle reading from Colossians chapter 2, verse 19, this pivotal verse at the end of this section. He's talking of people who have a defective discipleship. And he says that they have lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow. But a defective disciple loses connection with the head, from whom the whole body is supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow. The Lord Jesus Christ is building his church, and no other building will do. You see, we only grow truly and properly and in a godly way when we stay close to the Lord Christ, who is the head of the church and who alone can make it grow as he would will. And so the important thrust of this whole gospel is, do not stop praying. Keep drawing near. Ask and seek and knock continuously, and you will grow as a disciple. And when the devil tells you your prayers are bad, say, you're absolutely right, and I will continue on because my Heavenly Father will listen to me. Ask, seek, knock, and never give up. Amen.